Do you think you're overpaying in fees? Well, listen to Rethinking Retirement every Sunday at 7 a.m. and 3 p.m. with your host, Marvin Mitchell. This is the show that we position you for a safe and secure retirement.
Hi, I'm Steve Wien, the guy you hear on all the commercials. Yeah, the very thing you listen to the radio for. And as I light my Hanukkah candles, I'd like to remind you to remember the real reason for the season. And if you celebrate Festivus, a holiday for the rest of us. Good luck in your feats of strength.
Happy holidays from all of us here at the Big 550 KTRS.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rain, but I'm not afraid. This rover,
thank God it's Friday,
crossed over. If I ever have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Welcome to the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon here on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris, your 20% host, giving 100% of the effort. And joined, of course, by Dan Strauss and Ian Geis. Hi, guys. How are you?
Very good, thank you.
Fabulous.
After this, I'm not doing any more shows this year.
Really?
No, I'm wiped out.
Wow.
Rest of the year, I'm off. You know what? You guys take the rest of the year off, too.
Oh, that's nice.
I don't care what Frank says. Don't come in tomorrow.
After today.
That's it. This is the last show you have to do this year.
All right.
You're on vacation.
Okay.
And by the way, that includes the leap second.
Whoa.
You know about that tomorrow night?
No.
I don't know why, but it has something to do with the atomic clock, which I think you can order on Amazon. They're adding an extra second there. Something to do with the Earth's rotation. I'm not a scientist. I don't pretend to be. I can't explain it to you. But tomorrow night, the end of the year will come at 11:59:57, 11:59:58, 11:59:59, 11:59:60, 12 o'clock.
Oh.
Whoa.
Wow. So,
what are you going to do with that extra time?
You could have a lot of people tomorrow night.
Yeah.
When they're out.
Extra little ball drop.
Yeah. Yep. And we're playing tomorrow night.
Oh, so you're going to have to play for an extra second.
At a place called the Christie.
And you probably don't get paid extra for that.
Yeah, the Christie Banquet Center. Yeah, we're going to have to...
So your countdown tomorrow should start at 11.
Yeah.
Not 11 p.m., but instead of starting 10, 9, 8, you got to go 11, 10.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what we're going to do. So I'll do that. We'll do that tomorrow night. We'll start it at 11.
By the way, just for anybody else who's doing a countdown, the countdown doesn't stop at 1. You ever been someplace where people are counting down and people have that
three,
premature?
Yeah, 3, 2, 1.
One! No, yeah. No.
They all do that.
It's 0. Or this year, you got to go to 00.
Right.
So then what's going to happen is people will start yelling at 1, so we need to actually start our countdown at 12.
Right.
Yeah. So 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6.
Well, you know, that's like the cheering in Land of the Free before you get to Home of the Brave.
Yes.
You're not up to the end of the anthem yet. Please hold your applause.
Unless you're in Chicago with the Blackhawks and the fans scream through the entire national anthem.
Well, of course they do.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, what's the forecast for Monday?
Rain.
Are they going to play the Winter Classic at Busch Stadium?
I heard they have played in light rain before. I don't know with a downpour. I don't know. I don't think they'll play in that.
A downpour.
You're the hockey player here. What would it be like to do that?
A downpour would affect the ice and really screw things up and puddle up, and the puck would not slide. It'll just stick, and it would not be. They would have to postpone it or have a rain delay, and then you have to wait and then get that.
Bring the tarp out on the ice.
Yeah, get that excess. Yes, yeah. I'd have to get that excess water off the ice.
Squeegee.
So yeah, get the squeegee crew out there.
Yeah.
Is there a Zamboni at Busch Stadium?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
they have a Zamboni there.
I mean, they're
not
full time.
No.
Not normal.
Just go drive down Clark
from Scott Trade.
Yeah.
But what's interesting on this one is that a lot of people don't realize, but the Zamboni is going to be pulled by the Clydesdales.
On the ice?
I'm just kidding.
For a second, I thought that was... By the way, that is the sort of thing that somebody has brought up in a meeting. Jenkins would bring that up in a meeting. I got a great idea.
And I think I heard
All right,
too.
Jenkins, but you have to clean out the poop.
Yeah, really? What is... This isn't a puck.
By the way, the forecast for Monday is not just rain, but a high of 58 degrees.
Yeah.
Now, how can you have hockey? How can the ice stay even close to frozen enough if it's 58 degrees outside?
Oh, they have
something underneath it, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, they do. They have all the refrigeration unit underneath, all the coils.
But you play on top, which is exposed to the warmer air.
Oh, it'll stay frozen.
It will.
Yeah.
Are you allowed to bring umbrellas into Busch Stadium?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I saw the list. There's a huge list for this Winter Classic, and
about what you can and can't bring in.
Yes, I think binoculars was on the list. I'll have to see if I can find it real quick.
Oh, you can't bring binoculars.
No. I think a few years ago they banned umbrellas, even from Cardinals games.
You cannot bring binoculars into the.
No.
Wow, that's ridiculous.
Yes, it is.
I know so many people. I know people that have gone to other Winter Classics around the country, like in Boston and different places where they've played them.
Yeah.
And they say that it's a horrible vantage point. I mean, where your seats are so far away,
mm-hmm.
and if you're down lower, it's tough to see over the boards
mm-hmm.
to check out the ice and everything. The whole experience is just like being there and being part of it.
What could the rationale for banning binoculars possibly be?
Yeah, that's crazy.
I know they have those binoculars that you can hide booze in, so maybe that's it.
Yeah.
They have those gag ones. Here's the list here. Alcohol. Which, of course, that's
understood. Because they want to sell it to you for $15
exactly.
a cup.
Yeah. Bags larger than 16 by 16 by 18.
Okay.
Banners. Beverage containers. Binocular cases. Oh, there you go.
Oh,
just the cases.
So I don't know. Because you can hide things in the binocular cases.
They don't want to have to go through each one, I guess.
Yeah.
No briefcases, no luggage.
No briefcase. Who's taking a briefcase to a hockey game?
No camera cases.
You know what? The rule should be, if you're the kind of person who brings a briefcase to a hockey game, you can't come in anyway.
Wow.
No camera cases.
Okay.
No coolers, firearms,
mm-hmm.
illegal substances,
mm-hmm.
inappropriate signs, knives of any length,
mm-hmm.
laser pointers, laptop computers. Oh, no media. No.
again, if you're a regular fan, you might be taking your phone with you or maybe a small tablet, but who's bringing a laptop computer to a hockey game?
I don't know.
No mace. No,
you know what? You know, they're taking their laptop in their briefcase.
Yeah.
No movie cameras. Oh, there
movie
you go.
Cameras?
Movie cameras. That's what it says.
Who owns what individual person still owns, who's not doing it professionally has a movie camera anymore?
No noisemakers.
Is that a Super 8? Yes, it is, and I'm very proud of it. I want to capture all of this with no sound.
None of the horns.
And a really bright light.
No
Remember those when we had Super 8 cameras?
Yeah.
My mom would go out and get an ice cream cake, and Dad would turn that light on a Super 8 and would melt the cake.
Yeah.
No vuvuzelas. So, yeah, noisemakers are out. No outside food or beverage. No packages.
I was going to have something UPS drop something off.
Yeah. Honey, you know that thing that Amazon sent us that just showed up at the front stoop? Bring that along to the hockey game.
It showed up at the museum statue. Meet me a museum statue. Just drop
it off. I asked him to leave it at Jack Buck.
There are limitations on your seat cushions.
Yeah.
About thickness. No selfie sticks.
You know what? That's good.
Yes.
We should be done with those by now.
Yes, I would have thought by now that no skateboards / hoverboards.
Oh,
okay.
Up here we go. No umbrellas.
Yeah.
Whoa.
No water bottles. No weapons.
So it's going to be Poncho Day. at Busch Stadium on Monday. All fans to and over will have to wear a poncho.
Are you? I'm sure you could buy one in the gift shop.
I'm sure they'll be more than happy to sell you one.
They'll have plenty on hand.
Yeah.
And you know what? That list is even, it's so ridiculous. But you know that they have to think about everything that somebody would bring in.
Yep.
A movie camera. It's like, well, there may be one person.
The reason they put that on there is because somebody did bring a movie camera.
Yeah.
That list was much shorter.
Oh, sure.
And then they had to add to it through the years.
Yeah. Yeah.
You see those lists all the time. I think you have one maybe we're going to share today, the list of the TSA items that people, that's why they have to make their list the way it is, because otherwise people will bring, you know, ninja stars and things like that through. What?
No, it's not on the list.
I didn't see that on the list.
Yeah, I got it right here. Well, where's the full
list? The TSA list now?
Yeah, hold on a second. Okay. You may not bring movie prop corpses into your luggage, which somebody tried to do at a Hartsfield Airport in Atlanta.
A movie prop corpse?
Yes.
It's like a full-size human corpse.
Yeah, and they're just folded up in the...
Somebody at Detroit Metropolitan Airport tried to get through with dead seahorses in brandy.
In brandy?
How is that even a product?
That must be like one of those Chinese Chinese herbal
a miracle
secrets.
Cure.
Yes,
yeah.
Ancient Chinese secret, huh? Can't bring it in here. A five-bladed flogger.
A flogger.
What is that?
I think a flogger is almost like a whip between a whip and a paddle kind of deal.
This thing. Well, this. I'm looking at the picture of it. It has five blades. Who would want it? Wow. Why would you think that something that has five blades would be okay to carry
on? Your list says knives. It doesn't say anything about a flogger with blades on it.
Yeah. Well, what if you have
it does
those,
now.
What if you have those little hands that you smack together, you know? There's just two of them. Maybe you can bring that. Your little hands that you get at the carnival?
Yeah, the clappers.
Yeah.
Yeah. somebody tried to bring on board a replica suicide vest.
Oh.
Which looked like it had timers and wires on it and flares for what would be dynamite.
No, that's just a stupid person.
Yes.
Why would you even think that that's a good
idea? I spent all of this time making this as a gift for my friend John, and we're going to spend the weekend at John's, so I put that in my carry-on.
Yeah.
And why would that be a problem? John is going to love this as a prank if I give this to him. Somebody tried to get on board a plane in Newark, New Jersey with a golden replica hand grenade.
Oh, man.
Let's see. There are a couple.
Your list just said grenade. It didn't say replica grenade.
Yeah, or golden.
I don't watch The Walking Dead, but there's a baseball bat that a character named Negan uses on there?
Yes. Her name is Lucille.
Lucille, yes. And from the picture, it looks like it's a bat with barbed wire wrapped around the end.
That's exactly what it is.
And no one would think to themselves, well, I certainly can't carry this on the plane. This has to go in your checked luggage.
It's from a TV show.
A lot of these things are like props. Somebody tried to bring a Hello Kitty handgun. Again, those three words I would never have thought of putting together. Hello Kitty and handgun.
No.
I'm looking at the picture of it right here.
Hello Kitty's just a cute little fat-faced cat.
There's another hand grenade that's a trailer hitch cover. And then the best one is a post-apocalyptic gas mask adorned with bullets.
Ah.
With bullets sticking out of it in every direction.
I don't see a problem with that.
As if you were in Mad Max gone 10X.
Yes.
People have actually, but now they're on the TSA list of things that you can't bring in. And, you know.
You got to cover all the bases now when you make a list.
But you're right. Somebody goes, well, no, you didn't say that I couldn't bring it. It said no bullets, but it didn't say no bullet-adorned gas masks.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now it does.
Yeah.
Look, see this? I'm taking out my pen and adding it on here. I'm even going to put an asterisk or anything else you think of. You specifically. You're not allowed to do that. Speaking of things in flight... there's an actor on the HBO series Silicon Valley, and he's been in a bunch of other movies now, called Kumail Nanjiani. who tweeted this on Wednesday.
That sounds dirty.
And I saw this on Twitter. These are his actual tweets. I was on a plane a couple of days ago in which a guy took off his jeans and lounged around in his boxers with his feet up on the wall. So he's in the first row of coach or whatever. Then he says, after four hours, a flight attendant finally said, could you please put your feet down? People are walking through here. 5 minutes go by, and the guy thrusts one foot back up on the wall like a fist raised against an unjust sky. This guy was rude to the staff the entire time. If he didn't get the flight attendant's attention, he would slam his fist on the armrest. This is the kind of guy who, before boarding, stood right at the gate 30 minutes early. People in wheelchairs had to go around him. What's he thinking? I can't wait to get on there and take my pants off.
Yeah.
He wanted that spot up front so he could put his feet up.
Oh, now we're descending. And Mr. No Jeans, right before landing, stands up in the aisle in defiance of decency and lighted seatbelt signs so he can put on his jeans. And then when we land, he just walks off the plane. No police waiting for him, no justice. He adjusts his belt and blends into the crowd. And then he added this. The best part is that the movie this guy chose to watch through his hairy thigh V was Florence Foster Jenkins, a movie about a woman who can't read the room, and neither could this guy, the end. That's one of those where you go, well, what is wrong with people?
Yeah.
Before we take a break, I want to go over something that a friend of mine posted. His name is Richard Wiseman. I've had him on the show a few times. He's a psychology professor over in Scotland. And he comes up with these videos of bar bets that you'll always win. And the videos are very funny. He calls the series Quirkology. And he's come out with books with these things. And he came out with a list of 10 little puzzle kind of questions this week. And I want to see how you guys can do on this. Is Tim in the hangar yet?
I could see.
He probably is.
Tim, are you there? No, not yet. Okay. Because he could join in if he wants.
Oh, he's here.
Yeah.
Okay. So these are these questions that Richard Wiseman put together, 10 of these questions. Before I read them to you, I'm just going to tell you, they're all trick questions, every one of them. Like, number one, how many calendar months have 28 days?
How many calendar months?
All of them.
All of them.
Yeah.
Of course they do.
Okay. Hey, very good, Dan.
Yeah. How about this one? If you're running in a marathon and you overtake the person in second position, what position are you now in?
First.
No. Second. You're in second.
Second.
You overtook the guy in second. So you're now
you
in
were
second
in
place. How about this?
Idiot.
A rope ladder is hanging over the side of a ship with the bottom rung just touching the water. The rungs are 2 inches apart. How many rungs will be under the water when the tide has risen 1 yard?
Oh, man.
Let's see.
Wait.
I'll give you some help. 36 inches in a yard.
Right.
They're 2 inches apart.
One rung. So, because the ship will rise, too.
That's exactly correct. None of them will be underwater, actually.
Man.
Because when the water goes up, the ship goes up.
Yeah.
Dan is killing you guys.
Dan is, yeah.
All right. I have many keys, but few locks. I have space, but no room. You can enter, but you cannot come in. What am I?
Oh. You can enter, but you cannot come in.
Keys, but few locks. Space, but no room. You can enter, but
keyboard.
Cannot come in. Keyboard is right.
Yeah.
Because there are keys and space and enter. Mm-hmm. Very good, Ian.
Why did you ask me to join you guys?
But you might want to just
so
have some
how
fun
I feel
here.
Every
so
time
we,
I'm in this
so
studio.
We could feel smart.
All right, you know what?
Really.
I'll leave this one for just Tim.
There we go. Radio silence.
Little ego booster for you here.
Oh, yeah, right.
What gets wetter as it dries?
What gets wet?
Wetter as it dries.
It's just for Tim.
Okay.
Wow. A cloud? I don't know.
Dan, you know?
What gets wetter?
What gets wetter
as it dries?
As it dries.
Ian?
No, I'm something else, too.
A towel.
Oh.
Oh, man.
Oh.
I told you these are trick questions.
Yeah, those are strange. Yeah.
All right. How about this one? You enter a dark house in the middle of the night. Inside is an oil lamp, a gas fire, and a stove full of wood. You only have one match. What do you light first?
Okay, read that again.
The match.
That's it, of course.
Yes. Way to go, Tim.
Yes. Hey, I got one. All right.
Nicely done. All right, how about this one? What is as light as a feather, but even the strongest man cannot hold it for more than a few minutes?
Your breath.
Very good.
Hey. Yeah.
Very good.
I was going to say gaseous outburst.
Mm. Of course you were. What sport... This is number 8. What sport begins with a T and has 4 letters? Remember, trick questions.
Yes.
Sport begins with a T and has 4 letters.
Golf.
Golf. Because you start on a T.
Yeah.
Very good.
Very good. What occurs once in every minute, twice in every moment, but never in 1,000 years?
Repeat that. Somebody just handed me a...
What occurs once in every minute, twice in every moment, yet never in 1,000 years?
Letter M?
That's correct.
Oh, wait.
Once in minute, twice in moment, not in 1,000 years.
Oh, man, that's good.
Very good. Here's your last one. The maker does not need it, the buyer does not want to use it, and the user doesn't see it. What is it?
Radio.
The maker does not need it, the buyer does not want to use it, and the user doesn't see it.
Hmm. Oh, man.
I'm lost. Nope.
A coffin.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that blew up the room right up.
End on a high note.
That's a good one.
Now, I guarantee you, I'm going to get emails. Can I have that list? Because people are going to want to use it at their New Year's Eve party. I should post these on my website, which I will, either later today or tomorrow on harrisonline.com. All right, when we come back...
Wait, what was the one that was as light as a feather? And
what is as light as a feather, but even the strongest man cannot hold it for more than a few minutes?
Oh, his breath.
His breath.
Right. Okay.
There you go. When we come back... you know these personal assistants like Google Home and Alexa Echo, Amazon Echo and Amazon Dot? I've got some audio from one to play for you. It's not like the one we had a couple of weeks ago in Knuckleheads in the News with the guy who had the Google Home talking to the Alexa or the Amazon Echo back and forth. This is even better. We'll get to that in just a minute here. And when I say minute, of course, on this show, I mean six minutes. But first, let's check the roads.
Meet me.
What has lots of cars on it?
I bet it's not that many cars today.
Probably not. Here's Tim Weiland, Tim.
No, it's not. But we do have some problems out there. Tori just gave me a note saying there's a car fire now on northbound 55 past Union. It looks like the right lane is blocked there. We do have an incident on southbound 170. It's a little bit south of Galleria Parkway. You can't see it because the camera's pointed the opposite direction, but you're jammed solid back to Olive. We also had an accident on westbound Highway 44 out near Pacific, but they have moved that off to the right shoulder. Westbound 44 is running slow in the two right lanes from Lindbergh down through Highway 270, and eastbound 270, that's pretty slow now, midway between McDonald and Lindbergh through Highway 170. And this report brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. It takes the stress out of caring for a sick child. A gentle forehead scan, that's all it takes. Get your Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer at Toys R Us, Babies R Us, or other fine retailers today. I'm Tim Weiland from the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center.
Next time on the Martin Kilcoyne Show.
Final show of 2016, so of course Max will be there. Randy will... No, none of them are going to be there. Kilcoyne Show starts at 9, last one of the year. We'll hit the rewind button on a couple of our best interviews from this past year. Also, hopefully catching up with Pierre Turgeon, former Blues player, back in town for the big alumni game.
The Martin Kilcoyne Show on the Big 550 KTRS. Live and local.
Message and data rates may apply.
I love my husband, but I couldn't help noticing after he hit 45, he was always tired and not in as good a shape as he used to be. And we definitely weren't being intimate as often anymore. He thought about seeing someone, but it's a pretty personal matter. Luckily, he found out about Nugenix. And wow, he's definitely got his mojo back. He has way more energy, and he's really looking good again. He's even more passionate now than when we first met. He's back to being the man he used to be. Maybe even better. I love it.
Guys, if you don't feel like the man you used to be, text us now to get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix, the number one selling men's vitality product at GNC. Nugenix is available at many fine retailers, but you can only get your complimentary bottle by texting SPARK to 321-321. That's S-P-A-R-K to 321-321. SPARK to 321-321.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-500-8108.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-500-8108. That's 1-800-500-8108.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did American men get so soft? Today's average red-blooded American man has less testosterone than his father, and his father has less testosterone than his father. Before we turn into a country of powder puffs, Force Factor is launching the Man Up America event. We want to send every man in America a complimentary bottle of the breakout supplement taking GNC by storm. Test X180 Ignite, loaded with free testosterone-boosting manliness. Get your complimentary bottle by texting MAN to 321-321. Test X180 Ignite raises levels of free testosterone in your body to help build lean muscle during workouts. Plus, it helps incinerate fat, fuel explosive sexual desire, and improve performance. Now you can continue to feel like the real men that made this country great. Do yourself a favor. Do America a favor. Text MAN to 321-321 for your complimentary bottle. That's a complimentary bottle by texting MAN to 321-321.
Quartz, not gallons or pints. We're talking about the stone.
Quartz. And it's not just for watch batteries. It can actually beautify your kitchen and bath and increase the resale value of your home. If you haven't seen the new look of Quartz countertops in person, what are you waiting for? With top brand names like Caesar Stone, Silestone, and Polar Stone in stock, E&B Granite has the absolute largest selection of marble look quartz in the region. Choose from over 100 colors and styles of brilliant quartz at the best prices in town. Visit E&B Granite today on Manchester Road near Hampton.
In town and country, there's a community located on 21 rolling acres, making it hard to believe it's a retirement community. It's Marie de Villa, offering all levels of care from independent living in the Villa Estates to 24-hour care in an assisted living environment to skilled nursing care and memory care. Marie de Villa enjoys consistent management and ownership. Explore all the amenities that Marie de Villa offers by going online to mariedevilla.com.
Marie de Villa, serving St. Louis families since 1960. Did you know that convenient and secure housing can be within your budget? It's true. Lutheran Senior Services offers the very best in rent-subsidized affordable housing for older adults. Lutheran Senior Services has 9 St. Louis metro area locations everywhere, from the heart of the city to the tranquility of the countryside, to give you a variety of options to stay close to family and friends. To find out more about Lutheran Senior Services, go to lssaffordablehousing.org.
Weekday mornings at 6:35, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus with insights on the markets and investing. And for your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and listen weekday mornings at 6:35 here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Wrapping up the year with our final Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon here on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Ian and Dan are here with me. Colin is along as well with news at the top of the hour. And then in the 4 o'clock hour, he'll join me and he and I will run down our lists of the best and worst movies of the year. I was going through some of them at home earlier today, and I forgot some of the horrible, horrible movies that I went to on your behalf, ladies and gentlemen. I do it because I love you.
Oh, thank you, Paul.
Yeah, you're very welcome. It's the public sacrifice I make for our listeners. So that's coming up in the 4 o'clock hour. And then in the 5 o'clock hour, a year-in-review edition of the Harris Challenge, plus a whole new batch, not a best-of, but a whole new batch of Knuckleheads in the News. Is this a best-of show, or are we live?
I think we're live, but it's kind of a best-of. So it's a best-of.
Someday I'm going to do a show that we're doing live that I know is so good, it'll be a best-of, but we never have any of those.
No.
Yeah. It's just an of.
Yeah, this could be a best of.
It's just of.
Later. Yeah.
That's all it is. So we'll have all of that coming up later. Now, a couple of weeks ago on the show, during Knuckleheads in the News, I played audio of a guy who had set up his Amazon Echo and his Google Home. These are two artificial intelligence personal assistants that I don't understand why we need. To be honest with you,
no.
Because everybody I know who has one of these, I say, well, what do you do with it? Oh, you can ask it the temperature outside or make an appointment for so-and-so. I can do that with my phone. I don't need these other things that are listening to me all the time. And speaking of listening to you all the time, did you hear the story this week? There's a murder case going on.
Yes.
Where the police and the prosecutors are trying to subpoena the Amazon recordings of what a guy was saying in his house, not necessarily to the device, but because it listens all the time, the prosecutors figure that Amazon must have digital files of what's happening in this guy's house, which to me, by the way, is a reason I don't want one of these in my house. I don't want anybody, government or corporate, listening in on everything that I say and do in my house. But they're going after this, and the guy says, wait a second, what about my expectation of privacy? And the prosecutors say, you can't have an expectation of privacy when you have a device in your house that listens to you and sends the information to a company.
Yeah.
So I don't understand why you'd need one of these, but I understand the trouble you can get into for having them, A, from that story, and B, from this little piece of audio. This is a piece of audio from a family that has a brand new Echo Dot that they got last weekend for Christmas. The Echo Dot is the smaller of the Amazon Echo devices. And in order to activate it, you say, Alexa, that's the name of Amazon's virtual search engine and personal assistant, you tell it what you want it to do.
Mm-hmm.
So, Alexa, what's on my calendar for tomorrow? Alexa, what's the weather going to be for tomorrow? Again, things I can do on my phone. You can also have it play music. I guess if you have an account set up, you can have it hook into your musical account.
Spotify, Pandora, I think most of them you can hook up with that.
Okay, so you can ask it to play a certain song. So in this family, the little kid, who is probably 5 or 6 years old, there he's sitting around the house with mom and dad and his grandmother, and he wants to show that he can use the Amazon Echo Dot by having a kid's song called Tickle Tickle play. It does not go the way the parents thought it would go.
Play Tickle Tickle. Lotta, play Tickle Tickle.
Bobby, can you talk to play wheels?
You want to hear a station for porn detected. Porno ringtone, hot chick, amateur girl, quiet,
no,
sexy.
No.
Dildo ringtone.
Alexa, stop.
Wow. That's great.
Oh, suddenly your 5 or 6 year old is getting a lesson in what virtual reality is really used for. And the mother learned a lesson there, which is that you can't get it to stop by saying, no. The father knows you have to say, Alexa, stop. You have to wonder, in that house, how would Alexa have known that somebody in that house wanted something porn-related?
I think, and the father probably knew about Alexa, stop way before that.
And Alexa, go. Go, Alexa, go.
Yeah, you want some porn? You want...
Ian has put up the little Richard Wiseman questions that we were talking about before the break. They're up on the AM and the PM page on Facebook, facebook.com/AM and the PM. You can find them there. Now, speaking of online things, I have to ask you a question because you were the guy who introduced me to Reddit many, many years ago.
Yes.
Explain what Reddit is.
I would say it's pretty much a news aggregator, but besides that, I mean, you can go there and it's just like a front page where there's just link after link of, you know, topical headlines, people having discussions about a subject,
a
funny picture. It's all of that.
Is that where you find jokes also?
Yes, they have, in each category is called a subreddit. So there's a subreddit for jokes or a subreddit for funny pictures.
Or for gaming. Or
politics or opinions or
anything.
Ask me anything. Your celebrities go on there and have people just ask them questions.
Right. So that's what Reddit is. It's kind of a community forum, but much more than that. This week, the guy who invented Reddit, his name is Alexis Ohanian, popped the question to Serena Williams, and she said yes.
Really?
Now, my wife, huge tennis fan, anytime I see a news story about a major tennis star, if she hasn't seen it, I always click that link and forward it to her. Her immediate reaction was, "Can you say prenup?" And when she said that, I wasn't sure if she meant that the Reddit guy would be worth more or Serena would be worth more.
Yeah.
So I looked it up this morning. Serena is worth $150 million.
Whoa.
Now, when you think of Reddit, again, we're talking about high-tech Silicon Valley kind of stuff.
Sure.
Most of these people who start up things like Google and Facebook and Amazon and Apple, all the rest of them, they are in the billions category. This guy, Alexis Ohanian, according to the sources I see, it's worth only $4.5 million. I say only because in comparison to Serena's $150 million, mm-hmm. or the billionaires who you have in the rest of the tech world. So my question to you, as the guy who introduced me to Reddit, is how come he's only worth $4.5 million?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they haven't gone public yet. Maybe that's...
But how long's Reddit been out? It hasn't been out that long.
It's been 10 years. 10, yeah.
Oh, really? Oh.
Are there ads on the Reddit site?
There are, but they're very limited, and so...
Because that's what would make it worthwhile, because just setting up a forum...
Right, exactly.
I mean, I have a website that has no ads on it. My website is worth $1.50.
Right.
If I could get somebody to give... It's worth whatever you'll get somebody to pay you for it, of course.
Right, yes.
But Reddit is only worth $4.5 million. That surprised me, because you've
and
talked about it...
And he could be one of... a dozen that started it, you know, you don't know if he's the sole owner.
That's true. But still, my wife is right. He's going to have to sign a prenup.
Oh, sure.
She will definitely make him do that.
Yeah, Serena would. And Serena could probably kick his butt any given day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She could kick any of our butts any
given day. Yeah, she could. Yeah.
Yeah. She was actually mad this week when, once again, she was referred to as the greatest female athlete in the world. And she said, why do you have female in that sentence? Why am I not the greatest athlete in the world? Okay, we're not getting that into that. By the way, right there, that's a Reddit subreddit.
Yeah,
right?
Sure, yes.
I guarantee you, they're arguing about that on some subreddit.
You can go down that
right
rabbit
now.
Hole, definitely.
Absolutely.
I am not a fan, I never have been, of the Williams sisters.
Oh, no?
No. I think they're tremendously talented, and I loved it when they played each other the first time, and when Venus was really, really good,
yeah.
And Venus was winning all the titles and everything, and Serena all of a sudden came up. Then Serena just took over, but I have never really been a fan of theirs.
She is the most dominant person in pretty much any major sport that you can name right
yeah.
now. And I love watching her play. I've talked about this before because my wife is a huge tennis fan and I like it too. And so every time there's a Grand Slam event, one of the big four, the French Open, the U.S. Open, the Australian Open, and Wimbledon, all 2 weeks of it get recorded on our DVR and we watch way, way, way too many hours of it.
And I'll watch a lot of it, too.
And I see Serena in a match, and I can see Serena getting behind in the first set.
Mm-hmm.
And there's that moment.
Yeah.
And you can always see it. There's that moment where Serena hits a perfect shot.
And turns it on.
And it's as if she has said to her opponent, I'm Serena Williams, bitch.
Mm-hmm.
and then that's it. Not another game for the other opponent. And the second set, 6-0. And then they go home.
The first set woke me up.
Yeah.
And now you're dead.
It's like I wasn't really trying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here's what you don't know. I'm not left-handed. Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah.
And she kills it. Speaking of sports, we're in the middle of bowl season, which goes crazy this weekend, and I know the guys on the sports show have been talking about it like
crazy.
Oh,
my goodness. I watched Arkansas. My girlfriend Sandy is from Little Rock, mm-hmm. and she's a huge Arkansas Razorback fan.
Mm-hmm.
So I went home last night and watched the second half of that game.
Mm-hmm.
Arkansas was... It was two different teams. They were winning 24-0 going into halftime,
mm-hmm.
lost the game 35-24. It was the most unbelievable collapse I've ever seen.
Who did they lose to? Serena Williams?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Serena played.
Yeah, at halftime, she came out and said, you know what? I'm Serena Williams, bitch. It just took over the game.
It was Virginia Tech. And they ended up coming back and winning the thing. But
what amazes me about bowl season is there are 41 different postseason games.
Oh, I know.
This was
way too many.
This was the Belk Bowl. Now, I'm like, what in the heck is the Belk
they're
Bowl?
They're all titles.
This is exactly what I wanted to talk about. Because I was playing poker yesterday, and the TV was on, and they had the Belk Bowl on, and we didn't know. Somebody had to Google it.
It's a store.
It's a department store in the South.
Yes.
Yeah, it used to be Copper Bowl, Orange Bowl. They used to just have names like that.
Yeah.
This weekend, you're going to have the Capital One Orange Bowl, the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl, the PlayStation Fiesta Bowl, and the Goodyear Cotton Bowl Classic, plus the All-State Sugar Bowl, the Northwestern Mutual Rose Bowl, and then the national championship is just called the National Championship. But here are some other companies that are sponsoring bowl games. I swear I'm not making these up. You tell me if you've ever heard of these companies. The Gildan New Mexico Bowl.
No. I what's Gildan?
I looked it up. They make clothes.
They do?
They're a clothing manufacturer. There's the Raycom Media Camellia Bowl. They own TV stations. There's the AutoNation Cure Bowl.
AutoNation Cure?
I don't know. There's the R&L Carriers New Orleans Bowl. That's a freight shipping company. Here's my favorite. The San Diego County Credit Union Poinsettia Bowl. There's the famous Idaho Potato Bowl. I'm not making these up.
Wow.
The Popeye's Bahamas Bowl, which if I'm a college football player and I'm not playing for, you know, what's the biggest team? Alabama or one of those teams that's going to be playing in the championship games this weekend. I want to play in the Bahamas Bowl. Are you kidding me?
Yes.
A free trip to Nassau in the Bahamas? Here's one actually two I don't get. There's the Lockheed Martin Armed Forces Bowl and the Military Bowl presented by Northrop Grumman. But here's the thing. Who played in the Military Bowl presented by Northrop Grumman at Navy Marine Corps Memorial Stadium? Oh, those great military giants, Wake Forest and Temple.
Oh, yeah.
Why is the Military Bowl not Army-Navy? Or Army
they
Air
play.
Force.
That's a different game during the year. That one's not.
Navy played in the Lockheed Martin Armed Forces Bowl against the Louisiana Tech Bulldogs. How were they in the Armed Forces? There's the Dollar General Bowl, the Camping World Independence Bowl, the Quick Lane Bowl. The National Funding Holiday Bowl, the Russell Athletic Bowl, the Foster Farms Bowl, the Advocare V100 Texas Bowl. Is there a radio station in there?
No.
That's a station, isn't it? V100?
Oh, yeah. Like the Foster Brooks Bowl.
The Valero Alamo Bowl, the AutoZone Liberty Bowl, the Hyundai Sun Bowl, the Nova Home Loans Arizona Bowl. The Buffalo Wild Wings Citrus Bowl, the Tax Slayer Bowl, the Outback Bowl, and Zaxby's Heart of Dallas Bowl. Do you know what Zaxby's is?
No.
It's like a supermarket or a fast food chain or something, right?
It's like a Chick-fil-A kind of chicken restaurant. Here's my question. All of these companies are spending all of this money on there. Do you think anybody says, oh, Gildan, I saw them sponsoring the New Mexico Bowl.
Yeah.
I want to buy some of their clothes.
Yeah.
How does that pay off for them in the long run?
No, I don't know. And the Belk Bowl last night, they did these commercials, and then they showed every player on both teams got to go by and get, they had a $450 gift card to spend.
Oh,
and they
I've got a story about that in Knuckleheads of the News later.
Oh, okay. They showed all the players trying on suits and stuff.
Oh, by the way, we can't give players anything during the season, but apparently in the postseason, they're college players and they can get all that stuff.
And they said, Belk is a nice, it's a department store. I'm like, a department store?
Yeah, a department store getting national coverage on ESPN. We can't go to a Belk. There's not one in our area. So that's wasted time and money.
Yeah.
And by the way, did you see how empty the stands were?
Yes.
If there were 3,000 people there, I'd be surprised.
Yes.
In a full stadium. That just looks silly.
And they even said at halftime that there was a lot of people that left. Arkansas fans left because they thought Arkansas had it in the bag.
Yeah.
Virginia Tech fans left because they were mad.
Yeah.
And then
they came out at halftime and said, I'm Virginia Tech, bitch.
Yeah.
It's over.
All right. Here's some traffic. Biatch with Tim Weiland.
Yeah. Let's see. They cleared that vehicle fire that was on Highway 55 near Rivas. We have, let's see. It looks like they also may have moved that accident that was on southbound 170 near Brentwood off to the shoulder because things are starting to break loose. You're still running stop and go from about Olive down through, looks like Ladue, and then Forest Park Parkway on down is open. Eastbound Highway 270 is jamming up now from McDonald through Highway 170, and just a little bit of a slow pocket on southbound 270 between 40 and Manchester. In this traffic report, it's brought to you by Centrum Silver. They now verified non-GMO and gluten-free with daily nutrients to support your heart, brain, eyes, and all the most important parts of you. I'm Tim Weiland from the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center.
How do you choose to live? Is quality of life important to you, or spending as much time as you can with family and friends? No matter how you choose to live, Celtic Hospice can help. If you or someone you love has an advanced illness such as cancer, heart failure, COPD, or dementia, Celtic Hospice is here for you. We provide the symptom management, care, and support you need to live how you choose. Hospice care is about choice, how you choose to live, and who you choose to help you. Tell your doctor, I choose Celtic.